WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a little more grace and a whole lot of pizzazz. You know that feeling when you're just trying to keep your head above water, juggling work, relationships, and all the other shoulds on our plates? Today we're diving deep into something super crucial, building resilience through self-care and boundary setting. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs faster than a baseball game in July. And guess what? We need to learn how to bounce back, stronger and wiser than ever before. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-care sounds like bubble baths and face masks, and while those are awesome, there's a deeper meaning here. It's about prioritizing your well-being, physically, emotionally, and mentally. And setting boundaries? Think of it as building a fortress around your peace, protecting that precious inner space from the chaos of the world. Ever felt like you were constantly giving, 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 until there was nothing left to give? You know that feeling when your energy is depleted, and you're just existing instead of truly living? Setting boundaries is about saying, no, more often, so you can say, yes, to things that truly matter. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build that unshakable resilience. 1. Know your needs. It's like trying to fill a glass with water without knowing its size. You need to understand your own unique needs, what energizes you, what drains you, and what makes you feel truly fulfilled. Take some time to reflect on your values, passions, and goals. What brings you joy? What are your non-negotiables? 2. Listen to your intuition. That little voice inside you is a powerful compass. It whispers wisdom and guides you towards what's best for you. Pay attention to those gut feelings, even if they seem irrational at first. Sometimes, our intuition knows things before our logic catches up. 3. Practice saying no with grace. No is a complete sentence. You don't owe anyone an explanation or justification for prioritizing your well-being. It can be tough at first, but saying no sets you free from unnecessary commitments and allows you to focus on what truly matters. Remember, it's not selfish, it's self-preservation. 4. Set clear boundaries. Think of boundaries as invisible fences that protect your emotional space. Communicate them clearly and assertively. Let people know what behaviors are acceptable and unacceptable to you. It's about respecting yourself and others. 5. Recharge and refuel. Imagine a phone battery constantly draining without any time to recharge. We need to prioritize self-care rituals that replenish our energy and spirits. This could be anything from taking walks in nature, reading a good book, practicing meditation, or simply spending time with loved ones. All right, let's get real for a second. Imagine this scenario. You've just finished a grueling workday. Your inbox is overflowing, your to-do list seems endless, and you're mentally exhausted. But then, your friend calls and wants to grab dinner, even though you really just want to curl up on the couch with a warm blanket and Netflix. This is where boundaries come in handy. You can politely decline the invitation, explaining that you need some downtime to recharge. Maybe suggest catching up another night when you have more energy. Remember, saying no doesn't mean you don't care. It means you're prioritizing your well-being and setting yourself up for success. So, remember these key takeaways. Know your needs, listen to your intuition, say no with grace, set clear boundaries, and recharge regularly. These simple practices can build an incredible foundation of resilience, helping you navigate life's ups and downs with confidence and grace. You got this. Don't forget, the power to create a fulfilling and balanced life is in your hands. Take action today, set that boundary, schedule some self-care time, or simply reflect on what truly matters to you. And as always, share your thoughts and experiences with me. Let's build this community of resilience together. Tune in tomorrow for another dose of Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Until then, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.